This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Pastor Tom Holliday joins me live in studio. His latest book is The Relationship Principles of Jesus, with a foreword by Rick Warren. He is the teaching pastor at Saddleback Church in California. Welcome to Charlottesville.
Thank you, Coy. Thank you for the invitation.
Absolutely. Been looking forward to it. So tell us, first off, what brings you all the way across the country to little old Charlottesville?
Well, first, it's a lot more beautiful than California, as anybody who's ever been to California knows, and colder, which is nice this time of
Indeed,
the year.
Indeed, yeah.
Spring Hill Baptist Church is doing 40 Days of Love at their church. It's a six-week look at what love means and how to love the people in our lives and serve the people in our lives in a better way. And they started it this week, so I came to help them
kick it off. Oh, that's great.
There's actually about 1,000 churches across America who are doing that campaign together right now, and this just happens to be one of them. So that's one thing that brought me. But my son and daughter-in-law also happen to live in this area, so that was part of the invitation.
That's wonderful. It's great when you can mix a little business and pleasure and see some family.
And family, it's wonderful. It really is.
That's fantastic. So, Tom, give us a Tom Holliday 101, where you're from and how you ended up at Saddleback.
I am from California. I grew up in California. And Saddleback Church is a church that was put into place for people that don't go to church. The very idea of the church at the beginning was there's a lot of people that already go to church in any community, which is a great thing, but there's a bunch of people that don't go to church for one reason or another. They just feel a little awkward walking into a church building. And so we started a church there for people that don't go to church. And after the church had been going a couple of years, I came to help with what had been started and have been there about 20 years now. And I love being around people for whom everything about church, everything about Jesus, everything about faith is a brand new adventure in their lives.
Good deal. Now, you are the teaching pastor at Saddleback Church. What exactly is a teaching pastor?
Well, that means I got a lot to learn is what that means. I think they let me stop being a teaching pastor when I've learned it all. That means the guy who stands up sometimes on the weekend and does the sermon. But for me, it also means a lot of other things, weekday Bible studies that we do with people. I also do a podcast called Drive Time Devotions that you can find on iTunes. That is another way that we help people to learn throughout the week, guys that are commuting all the time.
And we want to remind people, because some people still think this, you don't need an iPod to listen to a podcast.
No, you don't.
You just need a computer. You go online, it'll click play, and it'll play right through your speakers on your computer. And if you're on iTunes as well, you can subscribe to that, so it automatically will let you know.
You are out to change the world in this area of podcasts. That's a good thing.
Well, I believe in them. You know,
yes, I do too.
It's a wonderful thing because it's you can listen to basically radio whenever you want. It's like TiVo for radio.
I listen to probably 10 or 12 churches around the country every week on podcasts. Just keep up with what they're doing. It's a great thing.
We're talking with Tom Holliday. He is the teaching pastor at Saddleback Church in California, and his new book is The Relationship Principles of Jesus. Let's talk about the book.
Yes.
I'm wondering when you realized in your career, hey, I got a book. This is something I need to write.
Well, it started with my own need. I mean, first, I'm a guy, so I struggle in the area of relationships as most guys do. Let's just be honest about that.
And I'll ring the bell to that.
And I saw the need to grow. I mean, I really looked at my own life and I felt like, man, this relationship thing, I want to get better at it. But I feel like, I'm supposed to be in a university trigonometry class by now and I'm still trying to learn first grade math. I'm just not getting anywhere with this thing. So I sat down one day and just started to read through the life of Jesus with one question on my mind. What did he do about relationships? If he's my model, and he is, how did he talk to people? What did he do to serve people? And I saw a lot of things that he did and a lot of things that he said, some of which I'd sort of known for a while, but a lot of them were very surprising to me, the ways that Jesus acted.
So share some of this with us. Share some of these nuggets that you found in his life that you feel are directly relevant to our lives today that we can learn from, men and women, that we can learn from.
Well, as I read through, one of the first things I noticed is the way that Jesus talked to people. If you've ever heard a sermon about Jesus talking to people or maybe read part of one of the Gospels, you see that he often said things in ways we would never say them. To his best friends, he said things like, "Get behind me, Satan." He said that to Peter, his best friend, one time. Or he'd say to his disciples, "You of little faith." Now, I would never say anything like that. And as I read through, I thought, now, why was he different? And I realized it in my own life. it's a lot easier for me to be nice than to be honest. And I think if I had to typify Jesus' communication with one word, it would be honest. But people took it because he knew that they cared about him. Truth is, the only time I really get honest with other people is when I selfishly need something from them. So I get honest so I can get them to give me what I want. But Jesus was honest with people because he loved them and cared about them. And there was something about that that just hit me, that I need to change things.
And wasn't afraid to be really direct when he needed to be.
He could be because he really loved people.
Yeah.
And so out of that, I began to read more and more. And really, the book is based on, there's probably 15, 18, 20 relationship principles that are main in the Jesus in the life of Jesus. But it had to fit in a book, so we reduced it down to 6 and talked about the importance of relationship. He said nothing is more important. Talks about how do you get empowered for relationships through him. And then what do you see in the example of Jesus? The other 4 things of the 6 principles are principles about talking and communication. A third principle is about how do you serve other people. Another principle is about how do you have mercy towards others. Jesus is great at that. And then a principle about how do you practice the golden rule? That thing some of us had to learn in Sunday school when we were kids. But how do you make it real in your life? You do unto others as you would have them to do.
Yeah, how do you take it out of the kindergarten class and actually
yes.
into the world of adults and business and your professional life and make that work?
Yeah, I think one of the keys to that, and I talk about this in the book, is getting rid of this unreal attitude that a lot of us have towards relationships. You got to forget the ideal and you got to go for the real sometimes. We've got this idealized idea of relationships. And really, sometimes we make an idol of our ideals. We make them so great that we're shooting for this family life where, you know, our ideal is this. I get in my car and I have this perfect drive home and every light turns green for me. Everybody gets out of the way. I walk in the door. The dog brings my slippers. You know, everybody, the kids all run up to me and love me, love me, love me. And then we sit down for this family meal together and everybody talks this long conversation about all the great things that happened during the day. Then after the meal, we clean up. It takes us about 20 minutes. We don't watch TV that night because we're actually making a documentary for PBS on our great family life. And we've got this ideal of relationship. The reality is you drive home, you miss every light, it's raining, it's snowing, you're cold, you come in, nobody notices you, it's cold pizza for dinner, you sit down to eat and you put your feet up and, you know, you fall asleep and your wife nudges you and your romantic evening is, get up, honey, you fell asleep again. That's the reality of life. So the question is, how do you make love work in real lives? Not this idealized image that we have of life. Because Jesus lived a real life. People were criticizing him all the time. People were stumbling all the time. And yet he loved people in that kind of a real life.
We're talking with Tom Holliday. He is the teaching pastor at Saddleback Church. And we're honored to have him live in studio. His latest book is The Relationship Principles of Jesus, and we'll be giving away a few free copies here in just a few minutes. If you're interested, stay tuned. Or if you have a question for Tom, we would love to hear from you, 977-1070. You were talking about the principle of service. Can you discuss that a little bit? Because it seems to me that really is truly one of the greatest powers of Jesus, is he set this example of leadership, that leadership and leading others and inspiring others was not about being center stage and about getting all the credit or any of that. It was about serving others and being there for others.
Yes. The thing I learned about that really hit me is it has to do with service and ambition. I think a lot of people think in order to be a good servant of others, I have to give up all of my ambitions. And if you look at the disciples, the first followers of Jesus, they were very ambitious followers. They were always saying, hey, Jesus, can we be the greatest in this? And can we be the greatest in this? And when Jesus heard them say that, he didn't say, stop trying to be great. He said, if you want to be great, here's how you do it. Be the servant of all. So instead of telling us to deny our desires for greatness, because I think that's inborn in all of us, God has given us a desire for personal greatness. Instead of telling us to deny our desires for greatness, Jesus said, translate those desires for greatness into a decision to serve, because that's the greatest thing you can do. The greatest thing you can do in life is not what you do to make people notice you. The greatest thing you can do in life is when you notice other people and make a difference in their lives. So that was a twist to my thinking, where I recognized, oh, I don't have to become some different person who thinks a different way to begin to serve. I can begin to serve and realize that's where real greatness comes. And then I think the other big twist about this is where real service is. And I think it's in the little things. I think all of us want to do one great act of service somewhere in our lives, and I hope we all get that chance. But true service is washing dishes at home when you don't want to, or changing a dirty diaper when you didn't want to, or making a drive-in carpool when you didn't want to, or seeing somebody who has a need and being too busy and you need to rush right by, but instead you stop and you do something for them. Service is when I give up something I want to do in order to meet somebody else's need.
Which is why our children can be our greatest teachers, because they come into your life and teach you things like service and patience when the last thing you want to do is
and you're tracking with Jesus when you say that, because Jesus brought a little child. Remember the story? He brings a little child and he says, look, you got to become like this child if you're going to be great. So he said, learn from the children.
Tom Holliday is the teaching pastor at Saddleback Church. His book is The Relationship Principles of Jesus. Tom, your reaction to the inauguration and the comments of Rick Warren, I of course, like most Americans, I watched every minute of that. I was glued to my laptop watching the live stream video, and I was impressed with Rick Warren's comments. I thought he did a fantastic job.
I loved both prayers in the inauguration. I really felt like they touched something in my heart, and I felt like it was an opportunity. Rick is my pastor, and he's also one of my best friends. So to see him have that opportunity to pray in front of the nation, I know was an honor for him, for President Obama to ask him. But it was also an honor to pray in front of the nation and let people just hear words of hope. I think that some listening may know that there was a bit of controversy leading up to Rick's prayer. There were some groups who felt like, well, maybe he shouldn't be the one representing America. Actually, Gallup did a survey that came out the day of that and showed only 9% of people said that they disagreed. So that became sort of a non-issue. But I think the thing that Rick prayed as a part of that was significant was, we've got to agree to disagree. There are places where we are going to disagree violently as Americans. But as Americans, we agree to disagree. We disagree agreeably with one another.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's this enjoyment of being able to work with people that even you disagree with, that I think is very much part of who we are as Americans.
And it's one of the messages I've been trying to get across on my program here now going into the fourth year. Whether you're right or left, we're not all going to agree when it comes to politics, for example, but we don't have to demonize each other simply because we disagree. We
exactly.
have so much more in common as Americans. We love our family. We want good things for our children. We love our country. And we don't have to tear each other up simply because we might disagree on some stupid policy issues of the government.
But it's that value of civility in the public square that used to be an old value that I think we need to bring back. That it used to be that we could talk about things that we disagreed with without feeling like we needed to demonize each other to make our point. And obviously the problem with demonizing each other is we don't get anything done. And what we want to do is change America, not argue with each other.
Right.
We want to change America.
You absolutely cripple this country, and you cripple the prospects that we have for our children when we get stuck on that and we think, well, you're conservative or you're liberal, so I hate you and I think you hate America and all this trash that is it's just not good for this country.
And I know that that was part of Rick's heart and Rick's prayer when he prayed on Inauguration Day. So,
Tom Holliday is the teaching pastor at Saddleback Church in California. We've been honored to have him here live in studio on his visit to Charlottesville. The new book is The Relationship Principles of Jesus. Tom, thank you so much for being here. I've enjoyed
it. Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.